Hey, everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Abby, prove to us. Prove to us how difficult it is to shake a man.
I'm going to need everyone to reserve their judgment until after this segment is over, because after you hear how I behaved on this date, you're going to be like, yeah, this is why she's single. And I just want to prove to you that when a man likes you, when a man decides he wants to date you, there is truly nothing you can do or say that's going to change his mind. So this all has to do with a second date that I went on a couple weeks back. I was kind of on the fence about this guy. Went on a pretty decent first date with him. I thought he was great, but I was kind of like, well, it's that thing that everyone looks for where they're like, I didn't really feel much of like a spark or much friction, but he's such a good guy that I'm willing to try to get, like, I'm willing to be open-minded and just see if something can grow here. So he asked me out on his second date, and everyone was kind of asking me how he's feeling leading up to it. And I'm like, you know what? I just feel like the second date is very telling. Like, when I see him, am I going to get excited? You know, is he going to feel a little bit more comfortable? Can he show me a little bit more of his personality? I just feel like the second date is really going to be telling whether or not this is going to go somewhere or not. And I kind of wanted it to, because he checked all the boxes. He is very tall, handsome, successful, total gentleman. We have some mutual friends. So for all intents and purposes, like, I want this to work out.
All he had to do is be quiet.
Oh no, I did not want him to be quiet. I wanted to be like a feral little animal, just like me. Like, I'm looking for kind of my weird match personality wise. And while I thought he was lovely on the first date, I'm like, I'm just trying to see, like, can we roast each other? Can we have fun? Can we be silly? Can we watch Vine compilations together and laugh at the same jokes? You know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of looking for that right level of roast to flirting, which I feel like is what everyone's kind of after.
If I was that tall and that good looking back in the day and that successful, I wouldn't have said a word until I was 35, because you can only mess it up.
Uh-huh. So I show up to the state, and I was a little bit nervous because, again, you know, I'm 28 and I just want to find somebody at this point. Like, I'm just really over it. Like, the dating thing has been fun, but, like, I'm ready to clock out of this shift. I'm ready to sign the contract for life, to just be somewhat indifferent about someone for the next 50 to 60 years.
He's happy.
Sounds glorious.
Just, I don't know, like, these nights is cold, Bert. And it's just lonely, and life is hard, and I just want someone to do it with.
We're coming up on cuffing season.
Oh, God.
Is that a real thing, even?
This will be my 28th cuffing season. Where I'm... Oh, no, there was that one year. Okay, my 27th cuffing season where I'm alone. So I show up to this restaurant. It's a really nice restaurant. And so I'm kind of like, okay, he's pulling out the big guns. And I knew this guy really liked me. Like, he had been texting me all week, almost to a fault, where I was kind of like, okay, chill, dude. Like, I don't know if I like you yet. Like, I know you really like me, but I'm not quite there with him.
There is a sweet spot, isn't there? Like, he gives you just enough to say he's interested, mm-hmm. but not too needy or giving too much.
To me, like, texting is just a means to an end. Like, unless me and you have a rapport, we have inside jokes, like, I don't really want to chat and gab with you over the phone. Like, it just feels like I have this weird pen pal. Like, it's 1940s and I'm like, dear William, it's not my vibe. So I'm at this restaurant. I'm really nervous. And all of a sudden he turns the corner and he's like, hey, Abby. And I look up and I know that when I lock eyes with him, this is going to be the moment whether or not, like, I get that kind of giddiness to see him or not. And I look up and I immediately get the ick, because this man is wearing a cardigan. And I kind of, like, looking at his outfit and I'm like, this man is dressed like Ellen DeGeneres. This man has on skinny jeans, white sneakers, a cardigan, and a t-shirt under it. And I go,
like a Mr. Rogers cardigan?
Like a full-on cardigan. Like, he went to Macy's and said, take me to the women's section. And so we're kind of already off to a weird foot. And we just start talking. I'm kind of like, yeah, I just don't think our personalities are a match. And at some point during this dinner, he takes off the cardigan and I go, oh, he actually looks really good. And I was like, okay, Ellen DeGeneres, like, you just upgraded from, like, 40-year-old lesbian to, like, Jake Gyllenhaal. Here we go.
And that can be changed. Clothes and style can be changed. The bones are there.
But then we're talking over dinner and I'm like, the personality is just not... it's not that there's anything wrong with him. It's just not my vibe. I'm like, I feel like we're just two puzzle pieces trying to make this work. And it doesn't feel easy. It feels clunky. It feels a little awkward. And I feel like that's fine for the first date. But the second date, I'm like, okay, now I'm just forcing it. And so that at some point during the dinner, he puts the cardigan back on and I look him dead in his face and I go, I am begging you to take that cardigan off. And he like wouldn't take it off. I was like, I'm like, it is 75 degrees in this restaurant. You do not need this card. I'm begging you, take the cardigan off. He's like, you don't like it? I thought you would like it. I thought this is the style. I'm like, no. I'm like, take the cardigan off. So finally he takes the cardigan off. I'm literally like, throw it away. Put the cardigan in the trash can. And what's so funny is the more I'm like roasting this guy, like the more feelings he's catching, like the more I can see that little glimmer in his eye. Like this guy likes to be bullied.
I don't think it's a bully thing. I think as a guy, when you find a woman that's going to be that honest, well, you're walking a fine line. It could be offensive.
It was a little mean, if I'm being honest with you. Like, I think subconsciously I was trying to push him away because I'm like, I want you to know this. There's not a third date after this.
Which is exactly another point I was going to make in a second. But I think initially doing something like that is so sort of on the line but honest, I think that would be so refreshing to date. I think if I'm that guy, that's a turn on.
So that's exactly what it was, yeah. Because he gets that little glimmer in his eye and he's like, let's go to a cocktail bar. And I'm a little tipsy at this point and I'm having a decent enough time to where I'm like, whatever, let's go have one more cocktail and then I'll never have to see you again. So we go to this cocktail bar and this guy is just trying to pull all the moves. He's looking down at me and he's like, man, the way the light's hitting you is just like really just reflecting off your earrings. You just like, oh, you look like a goddess. And I'm like,
or you're like, it's reflecting off your cardigan button.
No, I was like, there's something about Ellen DeGeneres hitting on you that just doesn't do it for me. Like, unfortunately, I am attracted to men, I think. So we're sitting there and I can just tell this guy's really going to try and go in for like the hard sell at the end. So we leave this cocktail bar and you guys are going to, I was telling my friends a story at the bar this weekend and they were in stitches. So I hope it translates to y'all the same way it translates to them. And we had gotten into some kind of discussion about like me being a feminist just because I think women deserve, you know, the same kind of equality as men. It's nothing radical. I'm just like, yeah, I'm a feminist. He's like, no, you're not a feminist. I'm like, I'm a feminist. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, feminists are weird. I'm like, whatever. So,
okay. Oh my God, did he mansplain feminism
yes,
to you?
Yes. I was like, what about me wanting to be equal to you is a turnoff. Whatever.
Wait, how did we focus on the cardigan for so long as the ick, but the man who is like anti-feminism, that wasn't like the... Like that's the nail in the coffin.
Because he still had a chance before he showed up in that cardigan. And then he showed up to the date in the cardigan. And I was like, I'm out.
I was about to stick up for cardigan boy. But now that he's like all anti-feminism, now sorry.
We were long gone. And then he started talking about how he hates feminists. And I was like, you already struck out, bro. So we're having this debate about feminism as we're walking to the elevator. And he's like, well, I will say, I can't even believe I'm talking about this publicly. So he goes, I think feminists really like to be like, what's a word I can use on air?
Oh, no. Like tossed around?
No, sure. Let's say that. Okay. He's like, feminists really like to be like...
controlled.
Controlled or mm-hmm. whatever. And I was like, yeah. And so I like press the button to the elevator or whatever. I'm like, floor number one or whatever. I'm like, get me out of here. This cardigan wearing Ellen DeGeneres anti-feminist. And this is what you guys are going to die. Okay. So he goes in for the kiss. And he like grabs my throat and tries to like, he kind of like does like a light shove. And I look at him and I give this look like, what the heck are you doing? And then I push him because I'm like, you're not about to kiss me wearing that cardigan and you're like grabbing my throat. So I push him back. And then just picture this. I'm 5'3", he's 6'3". So there's a pretty big height difference here. I look up. And I grab his throat and I push him up against the wall. and then you guys, I can't even, this is the sound that comes out of my mouth. I push him up against the wall. And I'm really tipsy at this point. And I just,
she can't even get it
out.
I push him up against the wall and I go,
what? You did what? You just growled at him? You growled at him?
If you're a Gen Zer, you know the Amanda show. There's this character that Amanda Bynes would do where she would always go, meh.
What the hell?
I just pushed him up against the wall. And I was like, meh. Because at this point, I'm like, if I can't turn him off with my words, I have to turn him off with my actions. Because this guy is not getting the point. And when I tell you, this guy just got more turned on.
Oh my God.
This guy was so in love with me by the end of the day. He's like, I've never met a girl like you before.
Yes.
And I'm like, yeah, buddy. And you never will.
The Burt Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.